All right, thank you all for tuning in to Just About Finance podcast, where we help you with your personal finance and help you reach your financial goals. I am your host, Abdul, and I'm excited to bring you today's podcast. Now, before I share with you the components needed in order to actually realize your New Year's resolution and to actually be able to fulfill the New Year's resolutions that you've set for yourself, especially when it comes to financial New Year's resolutions, or actually any New Year's resolutions, these principles and components can actually be applied to any goal that you have set for this New Year's. Before I get into it, I want to share with you all some interesting stats that I found out or read on the past few weeks here, and it's pretty interesting. It's pretty interesting how we like to set resolutions, but you know, you and I both know this, that we don't follow it through. We do not follow it through. Okay, so here we go. Every year, about 40% to 54%, or excuse me, 45% of adults in America make a New Year's resolution, with the three top goals being weight loss, stop smoking, and to save money. Those are the three main New Year's resolutions that we've set for ourselves. Now, you can sit back and think back on a New Year's resolution that you made in 2018. Maybe you may have fallen in line with one of these. Maybe, you know, you wanted to save some money, or maybe you wanted to get out of debt, or maybe you want to lose weight. You wanted to, you know, start going to the gym more and start being more active and healthy, perhaps. Or maybe you want to cut back smoking. It may have been one of these three. You know, these are the main ones. Now, here is an interesting fact. According to a study published in the Journal of Clinical Psychology, only 8% of people who set New Year's goals actually achieve them. Only 8%. Now, that's pretty sad. But here is another interesting fact. 80% will actually end up giving up on their New Year's resolution in the first 2 weeks. Wow. You know, I'll be honest with you. I forgot some of the New Year's resolutions that I've set for myself last year. I'll be honest and say that. I mean, I know I'm not in the boat alone. I mean, some of us here, you know, that are listening now, you know, we've may accomplish some of the New Year's resolutions that we've set for ourselves, but there's some that we completely just left, you know, just left and forgot about because, you know, it wasn't that important to us, perhaps, or maybe it was important to us, but we did not count the cost or consider the effort needed to take in order to be able to achieve that goal. And in this podcast, the goal of this podcast really is to give you the tools needed in order to be able to achieve your New Year's resolution. Now, this one here is more geared towards your personal finance, but the principle can be applied across the board in any goal that you set for yourself this New Year. And I encourage you to apply them, and I encourage you to take the steps, the needed steps, in order to actually achieve those New Year's resolution goals. Because I hope those goals that you set for yourself are the goals that you hold dearly, that you look at and say, this is something that I truly want to achieve. And it's not just something that you're setting for yourself because you hear other people around you setting the same goals and you know, just want to copy and just say, yeah, that sounds like a good goal for me to set for myself. You know, it has to be from the heart. It has to be from internal, these goals that you set. Now, here is the reality of it all. We set goals for ourselves without actually considering the important components in order for that goal to be achieved. And I want to ask you a question. Perhaps you may have heard of this acronym. It's the SMART acronym. And If you've ever heard about the SMART acronym, which stands for basically specific, the goal being specific, the goal being measurable, the goal being attainable, the goal being realistic, and the goal being timely. And have you ever set a goal and not achieved them? The answer is yes. Now, have you ever set a goal and implemented these five components? And you say yes to that, you know for a fact that these components aided you in achieving that goal. I know for a fact, for my personal life, when I apply these components into my goal setting, I see progress and I see myself achieving the goal that I've set. But when I decide for some crazy reason to neglect these components, I usually don't achieve that goal. I actually honestly just give up and forget about it because I did not set these five components. And the sad part is we are setting ourselves up for failure in the first, couple of months in the new year's when we're not putting these components in place when we're setting our goals. I mean, we're starting off the new year's, not with a triumph, but with a fail. And that sets the tone. I believe personally that would set the tone for the rest of your year. You know, it's just going to be like 2018 again, right? If nothing really happened, in 2018, nothing really changed for you in 2018. And, coming into 2019, you're trying to set new goals, trying to set new milestones, trying to set new marks for you to reach. And you're not putting in any changes that are needed in order to achieve those goals, then the reality is you're not going to reach them. Okay. Now, when it comes to your personal finance, applying the SMART acronym is so critical in actually achieving your financial goal for 2019. Now, here's the thing. I've actually spoken about setting financial goals in my previous podcast, and you can actually listen to that. You can go back and listen to it, setting financial goals properly. And I talk about the SMART acronym and I talk about the methods and ways to implement it. And I'm going to be doing that here too. And the reason why is because it's really important. It's really, really key and critical for you to be able to understand these principles and apply them. Because if you do, you will see progress. This formula here is for you to see progress. Okay. So let's dive in deeper. Okay, so let's start with the first acronym here. Let's start with the first component, the goal being specific. Now, say that your goal is to get out of debt. And you say that, okay, my New Year's resolution is to get out of debt. I'm sorry, but that's not specific. What's more specific is saying my New Year's resolution is to get out of credit card debt. So now you have a target, your credit card debt. That's being specific. And now you take it a step further and say, okay, the next component is it being measurable. Okay, well, how much credit card debt do you have? Have you totaled it up? Have you looked? Have you went ahead and did a financial checkup to see where your current position is to determine how much debt you truly have and what you need to work on? That's the next step, finding that part out. That's the measurable step. Okay. So once you find out, okay, say you have $2,000 in credit card debt that you want to clean up. Now, the next component of it being measurable is, do you have a timeline? Do you have a time set in order to be able to achieve this goal? So say that you want to clean up the $2,000 in credit card debt and you want to do it within 8 months. That's your target. You have $2,000 to clean up within 8 months. You've measured it. That's the measurable component right there. Okay, so you've clearly defined those components. You have $2,000 to clean up and you have 8 months to do it. Is it attainable? Is that measurable part attainable? Can you clean up your debt within 8 months? Well, let's find out, right? And the best way to find out if you can do this, if you're setting this goal, this is a hypothetical goal here, but if you're setting this goal, right, and you want to find out, is this goal attainable? Can I clean up this $2,000 debt, credit card debt in 8 months? Well, if you do a budget and if you know how much you spend and you know how much is going to be left for you after all your expenses to be able to put towards the debt, that I'm actually able to do $250,000 a month. towards the debt. If you're able to do $250 a month towards the debt, you know it's attainable. The reason why is because you've gone ahead and done your monthly budget and you found out that, okay, I am able to put $250 a month towards this goal. And if I'm able to put $250 a month towards this goal, I am able to pay it off within 8 months. Now, taking the steps that I've just explained to you, you know that it's obtainable. Is it realistic? That's the next component of it. Is the goal realistic? Yes, it's realistic. How do we know it's realistic? Well, we've determined our amount that we needed to clean up. We've determined the time frame, and we've determined the amount needed to be allocated to be able to bring down that debt. And so we know it's realistic because we are able to have $250 a month to be able to put towards the debt. And we are able to clean up the debt within 8 months. And so we know that it's attainable because we can pay it off within 8 months. But if we look at it and say, well, yeah, you know, I want to pay off $3,000 in credit card debt within 8 months, and you're only able to put $250 towards it, guess what? It's not obtainable, which means that's not realistic. But this is what we do to ourselves. We set these goals without putting these components together. And no wonder 80% of us fail within the first 2 weeks. And only 8% that actually do it succeed. Because the 8% I know for a fact, the 8% that succeed in doing it, you know, they're putting these components together in order to be able to achieve them. But the 80% of us, we're just setting these goals, not knowing if it's attainable, not knowing if it's really, really realistic, and not having a measurable components to it, and the goal not even being specific, you know, of course we're going to fail. Now, the last component is it timely? And we've sort of already established that in our measurable part by determining that, you know, we're going to pay the debt within 8 months. But timely is also broken down into not just 8 months, but every month we have to make sure that we're putting $250 away towards the credit card debt. Because if we're not doing that, every month that we miss putting $250 away, we fall back. That's how you got to look at it. So that's how you're able to determine, you know, the time frame of it. Every month I have to put $250 away. And I know for a fact, if I do this for 8 months, I'm going to clean up the credit card debt. This is what is needed to be done in order to be able to have your goals to be achieved. But then there's two other pillars that I want to share with you that you are going to need to have in order for your financial goal to have a winning chance. The other one is you got to count the costs. You have to take an internal assessment, a mental assessment on what it is that you're going to have to do, what it is that you're going to have to give up, what it is that you're going to have to change in order for this goal to actually happen. In other words, count the cost. Know what is needed in order for this goal to be achieved before you even start it. Know what you're going to need to do. If you know you're giving up that $250 a month, that you know you could be putting towards something else, that you could be doing something else with that money, you know, accept that you're going to have to bring forth those changes. Understand that. Because if you don't understand that, if you don't realize that, and if you don't prepare yourself mentally for that, you're going to give up because you're going to realize, hey, this is harder than I thought. Maybe this is not really what I want to do. So count the costs. And also, the last thing you got to do is you got to have a mind change. You got to change your perspective. You got to change the way you think if you're going to be setting any goal for yourself financially or any other category that you want for yourself. If you are going to be setting goals, you're going to have to come into a mind shift. You're going to have to come into a reckoning or realization that, you know, I have to change the way I think in order for this goal to come to fruition, in order for this goal to to be realized. And the reason why I say this is because the same thinking that got you into your mess that you're trying to clean up, or got you into whatever situation that you're trying to change, or maybe it may not be a situation that you're trying to change, maybe it's something that you're trying to improve for yourself. But if it's the same thinking that you're utilizing in order to apply the change in your life, I'm sorry, you're not going to make progress here. You're trying to solve the problem, or you're trying to solve the situation, or you're trying to improve the situation with the same thinking. You can't. You got to improve yourself. So how do we do that? By learning. By taking the time to learn. If you want to improve your personal financial skills, you're going to have to learn. You're going to have to start researching. You're going to have to start asking questions. And you're going to have to start looking for the answers to those questions. You're going to have to start reading books. On my website, I have a page where I have a list of books that I would recommend for you to read for 2019. And so check that out. I'm also going to have the link in my notes after the podcast. You can go ahead and click on the notes and click on the link, and it'll direct you directly to the page on my website. But, you know, you have to take the steps. You have to take the steps to be able to change your mindset in order to be able to achieve this goal. You gotta look at things in a different light in order for you to have this goal come to reality for you. Now, those are the components and those are the principles that I want to share with you that you need to have in order for your New Year's resolution goal to actually come to reality. Once again, my goal here is to really just give you tools and advice and tips in order for you to improve your financial well-being and to improve your personal finance. That's what this podcast is all about. So let's start this 2019 year off right and setting achievable goals for ourselves that we can actually achieve in 2019 and not give up on within 2 weeks. Okay, that time is over now. We really got to get the ball rolling, because once again, you know, this is your future we're talking about. This is your future you're talking about. And here's the thing. If you don't bring these changes or implement these changes now, you're going to find yourself back in the same position in 2020. Back at it again. The same routine again. Same money problems again. Nothing has changed. I mean, think back in 2018. Do you still have that debt that you say you're trying to clean up in the beginning of 2018? If not, man, I am happy. You know, I'm stoked. You know, that's an achievement. But if you still have it and you haven't made any progress, you really got to sit down and take an examination and realize, what did I do wrong? What steps did I not take? And realize those mistakes, but also realize that now you have the tools and techniques to be able to actually make the change in your life. So thank you all for listening to Just About Finance podcast, where we help you with your personal finance and help you reach your financial goals. If you have any questions, go ahead and inbox me. You can actually go on my website and shoot me a message there, or you can find me on Instagram at, you know, Just About Finance. And you can, you know, DM me there also. Here's the note that I want to leave you with, okay? 2019 is going to be different for you. If you're listening to these podcasts that I'm putting out for you and applying the principles that I'm telling you, trust me, you're going to see a difference and you're going to see a change in your personal finance. Thank you for listening.